Ready? Okay. Today is Daf Chav Ches. We're starting a new parak, but before we do that, we're in the bottom of Chav Zayin and Beis. We have a few more lines. It's repetitive of everything we said yesterday, you'll see. And today's Shia was learned. It's being sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, Leila Nishmas, Avrumi's father, Moshe Eliezer Ben Yamin HaKohen. Okay. So, we had said yesterday that the first version, Rabbi Yochanan had made a statement that was, Zar Shesider is the top line on Chazayin on base. Zar Shesider es Hamaracha. If a Zar sets up the logs, then Chayev, it's Chayev Misa for that. And then we had a whole discussion, what does that mean? Now we go to the bottom to the last line. V'ikati Amri. Others have the following version. Maskev lo Reb Zera. Zera asked the following question. V'chiyesh lecha avoda shiyesh achareha avoda upesula bazar? Do you ever have an avoda that's not an avoda tama? It's not the finishing one. And you chayev visa for that? We're assuming here that setting up the log is not the final avoda. Because you still have the two special logs. The shnei gizrei etzim. So it's not a final avoda. How can they be chayev visa? How can they be able to say that? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Vahare, you never have such a thing? Vahare evarim upedarim. What about burning the limbs, which the Gemara now assumes that's not the end job, because you still have the setting up the logs afterwards. Somehow the Gemara is connecting the burning of the limbs and the setting up of the logs in the morning. That one is a continuation of the other. So therefore you have such a thing, you have a case where it's not the final one, and yet you chayav misa. So the Gemara says, no, that is the final one. Sofa voda di imamahu. It's the end one of the day. Right? So of course not. And the Gemara says, wait a minute, Vahare, Trumas HaDeshen. What about Trumas HaDeshen? Trumas HaDeshen is, you take off a little bit of the Deshen, and the Gemara here, before Tosfos explains, that it's not the final job, because sometimes you have the big Trumas HaDeshen, when the pal got too high, so it's not an avoda tama. So the Gemara says, no, Tchilas Avodah Zeh Yimamahi. It's the beginning of Avodah. We had this already yesterday. Damar B'yocharan, Kidesh Yadav L'Trumas HaDeshen. If somebody washes his hands for Trumas HaDeshen in the middle of the night, L'machar, Eina Tzarech L'Kadesh, you don't have to do it again. Shekvar Kadesh B'Tchilas Avodah. Because you did it already. You started at the beginning of Avodah. El Akasha. So back to the Kasha. How could you think that you chayav Misa for something that's not an Avodah Tama? Right, that's the Gemara. That's Reb Zera's kasha. So the Gemara says, "You're right. That's a very good question. We don't have such a thing." Ela itmar hachi itmar. This was Reb Yochanan's statement. Here's his statement. He said as follows: Amar Asi, Amar Yochanan, Zor shesider shnei gizri eitzim chayev. If a zor sets up those two logs, then he's chayev misa. You know why? Hoel va'avoda tamahi. That's a final avoda. Maskif la Rava. So Rava asked. Elamayata, but if that's true, tiboy pious. If it should require a pious, if it's such an important job, so special, you chayav misa for that. If you're not a kohen, so the Gemara says, what do you mean? Velo boy pious, v'otanya mi shezacha b'trumas hadeshen yitzkim b'shtinu shnei gizri eitzim. Right, that we already had that yesterday. If somebody zocha, it's included in the trumas hadeshen pious. Right, this is all the same thing we had yesterday in a different version. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara asked, no, what he meant was, Hachika Amar, Yifaisu la bifnei atzma, it should have its own pious. It's so special, it should have its own pious. So the Gemara says, Kidam Rinan, we answered that already. What was the answer? Because we wanted to give the Trumas HaDeshen some punch, so we threw it in with that. You're right, it should have its own. But because we didn't want Trumas HaDeshen to be belittled, we wanted people to do it, we threw it in together. So the Gemara says, Lememra, do you mean to say the Avoda Tama, that an Avoda Tama, an ending Avoda, the Zor Chayavol of Misa, and a Zor that gets Misa, that's Boi Pious, that requires a Pious, but Ein Zor Chayavol of Misa, if the Zor doesn't get Misa for it, Lo Boi Pious, then there wouldn't be a lottery. Vare Shchita, what about Shchita? That doesn't fit in. So why doesn't it fit in? Because Azar could do it. So the Gemara answers, no, Shani Shechita. Shechita is different. We said this yesterday. The Tchilas Avoda Di Yimamihi. It's the first job of the day. It's not the first job of the day. It's the first job related to the actual carbon of the day. Shabbos Hadeshet, all that stuff was earlier. But it's like the first one, so it has much more chashivas, it's in a different category. So then Gemara says, Limemra, do you mean to say, Davoda Tama Boi Pious? That a final avoda requires a pious. Avoda Shiesh Achareha Avoda Lo Boi Pious? But an avoda that's not the final avoda, that is another avoda afterwards, that does not require a pious. Is that what you're telling me? Vahare Evarim Upadarim. What about Evarim Upadar, burning the limbs? Now again, the Gemara is assuming that it's not a final avoda because the setting up of the logs in the morning is the final avoda of the burning of the limbs. Because you couldn't do that until the limbs were burnt. So they really were connected. That's the assumption. Yeah. So the Gemara answer is no, sof avoda di imamahu. They're not connected at all. That's the end of the day job. So that's an avoda tama in its own right, and there is a pious for it, and you chayav visa for it. And again, the Gemara asks the same question. Harei Trumas Hadeshen. What about Trumas Hadeshen? Which we said is not the final job because there's the big Trumas Hadeshen, which of course the Rambam did every day, but according to Rav Rishonim, it was done whenever the pile got too high. So it's not an avoda tama anyway. So the Gemara answers, no, Mishum Ma'aseh Shehayah. No, you know why we do that? That's because they tried to kill each other. Right? They threw each other off the stabbing Kohanim, they're throwing them off the Mizbeach. Olamar Zotra, the Itamer of Ashi, Afana Nami Tanina. We even have a Bryce that supports this. Why? Because it says, I'm sorry, a Mishnah. We're going to learn it in a few minutes. Amalehem Hamamuna, the person in charge would say, T'u v'ru'u imigiyaz man shchita. Go look and see if it's time for shchita. Go see if it's dawn. And the Gemara answers, the Gemara makes a diyug, V'ilu zman sidur gizri etzim lokatani. The Mishnah doesn't mention anything. We had this yesterday. The Mishnah doesn't mention anything about looking to see if it's time for the Gizri Eitzim. If that's Chayiv Misa, it's such a serious one, why not? So obviously it's not so serious. So the Gemara says, no, lo katani. You can't bring a riot from over there. Why? Hach the less le takanta, katani. Hach the is le takanta, lo katani. We only mention things where if you do it, you can't take it back. For example, Shechita. If Shechita is done by Laila, if it's not dawn yet, if it's still night, it's pasul. If you set up the Mizbeach before morning, so undo it and redo it. It's no tragedy. But by Shechita, it's a problem. So that's why the Mishnah only mentions the Shechita, because the Shechita is the only one that you can't undo. But in Echanami, it wouldn't be a raya about the Shnei Gizri Eitzim. Okay, so Hajan Allah Barishona, Hajan Allah Barishona, Hajan Allah Barishona. Okay, brand new parak. Now we're going to continue on in the day of what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a machlokas we've shown him whether this mission is talking about Yom Kippur only or every day of the year. And it'll fit in both ways. The second half of the mission is surely talking about Yom Kippur. The question is, what about the first half? Is it every day this went on or just on Yom Kippur? So, Omalahem Hamamuna, the person in charge, Rashi says, the Sagan. The deputy Kohen Gadol, whoever that was, he would say, to uveru, go and check in higia zman hashchita. Go and check if the zman hashchita has arrived. Go look, go make sure it's the morning. So im higia haroe, im higia, so what would they do? They would send somebody to the roof, and he could have a better view of the horizon. So im higia, if it arrived, Haroa Omer, the person who saw it, would say, Barkai. Which means, Rashi says, Barkai, Lashon Sohar, a Lashon of light. Kimo Laman Le Barak, Pasuk in Cheskel, and Heiru Barakim, Pasuk in Tehillim. It means dawn, it means light. It's time, it's the Zman came. Masya ben Shmuel Omer, Masya ben Shmuel says, Heyer Pnei Kol HaBizrach Ad Shebechevron. It's lit up all the way, even to Chevron. Meaning, it's a later time. V'hu Omer Hain. And somebody would answer yes. And the Gemara is going to say, who is that person? Who's the one who's saying yes? The person who saw, or the person on the floor? The other Kahanim? So the Gemara is going to discuss that. V'lama Hitzbichu L'kach. Why do you have to do all this? Such a go climbing up to the roof. Why? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Shepa Machas, one time, Allah Ma'or Halavana, it was the light of the moon that they saw, the Dimu Sheheir Mizrach, they thought that it had already become dawn. They thought it had already become dawn. V'shachetu was atamid. They shechted the tamid, and it was not yet dawn. V'hotzi'il beis ha'sreifa. They had to take it out to burn. They had no choice. It was too early. So to prevent that problem from happening again, they would always send somebody up to the roof to make sure that the horizon broke and that it was really the morning. And the Gemara goes off now to now this Mishnah was certainly talking about Yom Kippur. Horidu Kohen Gadol beis ha'tevila, and then the Kohen Gadol would go to the mikvah. Zeh ha'klal, this is the rule. Ha'ivim mikdash that they have in the base of mikdash. Kol ha'mesach es raglav. If anybody had to go to the bathroom to move their bowels, if that was why they were going to the bathroom, Rashi says mesach es raglav means to cover your feet, which is what you do when you go to the bathroom. When you're sitting down, you hold your feet because you don't want to because you're it's private. So it's more of a way to be tanua, right? The Rashi says that Shaul did that when he went to the bathroom. Then ta'un tevila, you have to go to the mikvah. But and v'chol ha'metel mayim, if you just have to go, just have to urinate, then ta'un kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Then you have to wash your hands and feet. That's the Mishnah. So first of all, from over here, there's a discussion about having an eid echad, that we're relying on an eid echad, and the Rambam even said even by maybe by kiddush ha'chodesh. For certain kinds of situations, you can rely on Eid Echad, and the answer is because it's going to become revealed. Another 20 minutes, everyone's going to know. It's not some secret that only he knows that we need to aid him for. One aid is fine. Also, on Amud Beis, Rashi is going to say that the reason why he mentioned Chevron out of all places was to be over the first avos that are buried there, and that's how he would remind him about even Chevron, and somebody would say yes. Why Chevron, out of all places? What do we care what's doing in Chevron? Because the reason is because the others are buried in Chevron, and it's a way to get the thoughts to thinking about the others. So based on this Mishnah, the Rashba says that when we say Shema, when we say Shimon Esrei, we say in the first bracha, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. We don't say, he points out, Elokei Hashemayim v'Elokei Aretz. We don't say that. Right? We don't mention what Hashem's powers in terms of earth and sky. We mentioned he's the God of our forefathers. So why is that? So first of all, when Moshe, the first time Moshe met Avram, Hashem himself, Hashem said, I am the God of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And he did not say, I am the God of the heaven and earth. Moshe himself said it. And of course, when Hashem himself said it. And when Moshe later was trying to beg forgiveness after the Egel, he said, you are the God of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So it's very interesting. So some point out that the idea is because the fact that Hashem is the creator of the heaven and earth, it's very nice, but that has nothing to do with us in terms of what we need, in terms of what we're giving Shabbat to Him. That doesn't affect us in any way. But the fact that He's the God of our forefathers, that's very relevant. It's very important. And He was the God of humanity also. Our forefathers were ordinary people too, and Hashem saved them and revealed Himself to them, and that's why we connect ourselves to them rather than to being the God of heaven and earth. And that's why in the Beis HaMikdash they would mention Chevron to stir all this up, specifically to stir all this up. Okay, says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel says. Now the next, there's like five opinions here of what exactly they said. Every Rashi explains each one's a little bit later than the one before it. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Barak Barkai. They would say, the morning. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ola Barkai. The light has come. Nechuma ben Afkishon Omer, he said, Af Barkai Bechevron. It's even light in Chevron. Masi ben Shmuel Omer, he would say, Hamamun ala Paisos. We had him. He was the one who was in charge of the Paiso, of the lotteries, at one point in history. Omer, he would say, Heyer kol pnei ha-mizrach. The whole Mizrach is lit up. Ad Shebechevron. Even to Chevron. Rabbi Huda ben Beseira Omer, slightly different version. Heyer panav kol ha-mizrach ad Bechevron. And the Yatsu kol ha-am ish ish l'malachto. And each person could then go to work. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's how long you're waiting, Naga le-tuva, it's very light. You don't need somebody to climb the roof to say that. At 11 o'clock in the morning, everybody knows it's light. Right? Everyone's going to work already. It's very light. So what do you need somebody for? So the Gemara answers, no, that's l'schar paul and kamrinan. We're talking about hiring workers. Just meaning to say, Rashi explains that when the Baal HaBas has to go find the workers, So it's light enough to do that. Doesn't mean it's light enough that everyone's going to work, but he's up earlier than everybody else because he has to find the guys to go do the work. So he's up earlier than everybody else. So it's not broad daylight yet, and that's all that it's alluding to. Fine. Omer Rav said, Omer Safra, Sulus da Avram, the prayer of Avram, which is Trilas Mincha here, we'll explain that in a minute, the prayer of Avram, Mechi Mashkare Kosle, should be davened as soon as the walls start to darken, which means the moment that it's afternoon, the moment the sun starts to shift to the start to sink, at that moment the shadows change. And that's what it means here by the walls darkening. The moment that happens, that's the best time to daven mincha. So it's like Avram. It's the prayer of Avram. Why is mincha called the prayer of Avram? So a few explanations. Some say that even that once Yitzchak started davening mincha, Avram took it on as well. And in a Hanami, we know that Avram started shacharis and Yitzchak started mincha. It's all true. That's true. However, once Yitzchak started to daven mincha, Avram joined in, and it's called here. But Avram said Avram's name, but Avram was Yitzchak's father. Others say no. Avram always davened mincha, and possibly Meir's too. And Yitzchak was the one that was kaveh it ledoros, so we can still call it Avram's prayer. Either way, it's referring to Tfilas Mincha, and it seems to say that the moment it becomes possible to daven Mincha, the moment it's slightly past noon, that's the time to daven Mincha. That's what the Gemara says. Now, Omer of Yosef, Anan me Avram, Nekom v'nigmar. We're going to learn from Avram. We're going to learn halachas from Avram Avinu. So the Masoreth Hashas says something amazing. He says, De'ein lemeidim mikod matan Torah. We don't learn anything from before Matan Torah. But Avram davened so early. I mean, right on time. That's when we should daven. Before Matan Torah. Very difficult. All the Mepharshim ask, what do you mean? We know a lot of halachas from before Matan Torah. Forget mitzvot, like Mila. We know that you don't have two simchas together because of Rachel and Leah. They waited a week. Right? We know about Avelus, some halacha. We know a lot of things.
What?
Halacha. That may be what he's driving at. Say what he's driving at. But others change the whole gears here, and it's basically a question and answer between the two of them, not necessarily like a bon kasha, just explaining what he meant. No, what I meant to say was, so now, Omar Rava says, what do you mean? To know Gomar mi Avraham. We already learned things from Avraham. We already have things to learn from Avraham. Vanan lo gamrina mine. So we can't learn more things? We already learned things from Avraham. So why not throw this one in? What did we learn from Avraham? We learned the Tanya Ubiyom Hashmini Yimol Basaro Lasso. On the eighth day, it says in the Torah that on the eighth day you should do a bris mila. Malamed Shekol Hayom Kasha Lamila. The whole day is kasha for a bris mila. Ella Shazrizim Akdimah LeMitzvus. We make bris milas in the morning, early in the morning. Shenemar V'yashkim Avram Aboker V'yachvosh, and he saddled up his donkey. Avram got up in the morning and he saddled up his donkey. So you see that we learn Zrizus from Avram Avinu. So why couldn't we learn this from Avram Avinu too? What's the problem? So before we go on, you should see from over here, all of Mepharshim point out that what was his Zrizus for? What did he get up early in the morning for? He got up early in the morning to go kill his son. Such Zrizus, such an extent. The Brisker Rav says V'yashkim Avram Aboker. That means he went to sleep. He went to sleep in that night, the night before, because he got up in the morning. He went to sleep. He says, unbelievable. How could he go to sleep the night before? How before he killed his son, he went to sleep. Yes, that was Avram Avinu. He had such menuchas hanefesh that he was able to just go to sleep. Wake up in the morning. Got up early. There's a discussion, the Makar Chai and the Stecheh have a discussion about Brish Mila. So he said that there's an idea of Zerizim Akdimim LeMitzvahs. Do it as early as possible. But there's also an idea of Barom Am Hadras Mela. They should do as many, right? The more people there, the greater the mitzvah. So what if there'd be a bigger Barom Am Hadras Mela in the afternoon? Does that win over Zerizim Akdimim LeMitzvahs? All things being equal? So they seem to say no, it doesn't. And even if it's going to be a smaller crowd, it's still better to have the bris in the morning than to have it later and wait for more people to come. that seems to be the general. There's always a tefshin, it's always you hear a bris about in the afternoon. We had it here, but that's because it was unusual cases. And the standard, I don't want to do the bris in the morning, I want to wait till 12 o'clock. No, as long as you have a reason, just because you want to, because more people will show up, they could drive further, that's not necessarily, they seem to say it's not really a reason. You should preferably have the bris earlier in the morning, as early as possible, because of this idea of Zriza Magdim and Mitzvahs. So we always think of Zrizas, I'm close to Hashem, and because I'm close to Hashem, I do everything bezrizas. I get up early, and I do things with alacrity, I'm not lazy, right? And I'm zrizas. Why am I zrizas? Because I'm close to Hashem. We always think of that. That's true. That's also true. That's very true. Right? Because you have this closeness to Hashem, you are a zariz. The Mesel Sharim, I think we said this once outside, but it's because I repeat it. The Mesel Sharim says the exact opposite. That Zerizis could be the exact opposite. He says, this is in the end of the seventh parak, which is on the parak of Zerizis. He says, Krayadata, Shahanirtsi Yosef Bavoras Haboris, Baruch Shemo, Huchefer Talei, Utushukas Hanashama. Right, someone has a Tushuka, and he's close to Hashem, he's a Zerizis. But he says, V'ulam, Ha'adam Asher Ein Hachem Dahazos. He doesn't have such a desire, lohetis bokuroi, burning in him properly. He doesn't have it. He says, Eitza tovihi, a good idea is, lo, she is dares birtsono, kedei sheyimshoch mizeh tevolid bo hachem da beteva. What he says is, you do everything that you're supposed to do, and that will bring this rizus. Listen to this line, ki atu'una hachitzona moreres hapanimis. Your outward actions will arouse your inner desires. You don't want to get up in the morning. You don't have that tachuka. Get up anyway. Do it anyway. Your chitzonios, your outward actions, will awaken your innards. And then the zrizus will come that way. Because he says, it's much easier to control your actions than to control your mind. It's a much harder job. It's much, much harder to have zrizus if you don't have it than to control the way you act. So do it all, act, behave, all the chitzonis in the world, it'll arouse the panemius, it'll arouse the zrizus. We always think of it as the other way, self turns is not exactly reverse. Keep on doing, keep on at it, keep on showing up, keep on getting up early, it'll eventually bring you to the zrizus. That's the first level of zrizus where you have it naturally. Not everyone has that. So if you don't have it, how do you get it? Keep at it. Key mitzvah sasharim. Key. Just one more point about the mincha. So the Mechaber Paskins, believe it or not, the Mechaber Paskins in Simei Reish Lamed Gimel, Mishe is Fa'al Tfilos HaMincha, if someone davens Mincha, La'achar Shei Shos U'mechza, U'lamayla, or the Gemara is going to end up saying that we don't follow Avraham Avinu, we don't daven it right at noon, we wait a half hour. We're not, the Gemara is going to have reasons why Avraham was different. But we don't wait, we wait a half hour until the sixth and a half hour. We're not sure, we're not such experts in exactly when it's noon, so we give it a half hour leeway. So he says, if someone davens at 6.5 hours, yatzer. However, the ikr zmana, when's the best time to daven mincha? Mitesha shows umechzer, from 9.5 hours. Right? Why? Adalaila, the rabbanan, or according to Yehuda, to plaga mincha. Why? Where'd that 9.5 hours come from? So the Mishnah Berurah explains. Because that was the main time until when they would do the Karban Tamid. Because you can't bring anything after the Karban Tamid. So why should they bring the Karban Tamid early? Have a whole day to bring karbanos. The only time they would do it early is Erev Shabbos. If Erev Shabbos was Erev Pesach, then they would do it early because they needed time to fry, to roast them and get them all ready. So the only once in a blue moon, when Erev Pesach came on a Friday, then they would do the mincha, then they would do the Karban Tamid very early. Because as we learned in Pesachim, the Karban Pesach was after the Karban Tamid. It's the only one, only exception. So bring the Karban Tamid super early to have time. Maybe if Shabbos also was Erev Pesach, but otherwise, they wouldn't bring the Karban Tamid so early. They would do it as late as possible. Give people the whole day to bring karbanos. Based on that, the Mechaber says it's best to daven mincha then too. Of course, if you don't have a minion later, and if you're not going to, it's certainly better daven with a minion earlier than after that. I'm going to try to get one later, and you don't have one, especially in the winter time. But it's just interesting that based on this idea, the Mechaber Paskin that you should daven mincha later rather than earlier. So I think many people try to do that. If they can, they'll try to wait. For this very reason, this is the optimum time. Tav mincha later. Okay. So back to the Gemara. So the kasha is: what do you mean? Why can't we learn out just like Avraham Avinu? Just like Avraham Avinu, we learned out zrizus from Avraham Avinu. So why can't we learn out what did Av Mincha from Avram Avinu? What's the problem? So the Gemara says, El Amar Rava, Rav Yosef Hakka Kashale. This was Rav Yosef's Kasha. The Tnan, we know, Chal Arve Pesachim Lios Be'erev Shabbos, when Erev Pesach fell out on a Friday, Nishchad B'sheishu Mechza. They would slaughter it at 6.5 hours, and prepare it, and then Karev B'shavu Mechza. And they would bring it up at 7.5 hours. So his question was, so Vinishchate Michi Mishachre Kosle. So why did they do it at 12 hours? At 12 o'clock? Why did they wait an extra half hour? If this in such a rush, why are you waiting a half hour? His kasha was, if you learn from Avraham Avinu, Davin Mincha, the minute it got chatzos, so why don't they bring the carbon tava the minute it became chatzos? Why are they waiting? Why are they waiting a half hour? That was his question. Of course we learn from Avraham Avinu. We know that already. Of course. But why wait until chatzos? So the Gemara answers, my kosha, what's the kasha? V'dilma, maybe, kosli the Beis HaMikdash, the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, b'sheish u'mechza b'shachre, they only became darkened at 6.5 hours. Why? Mishum d'lo machavni tuva. Because the walls of the Beis HaMikdash were not straight. They were thicker at the bottom and thinner at the top. So at 12, at noon, it's not wasn't necessarily true that the shadow changed. So they had to wait. The Mefarshim explained, they didn't want people to think that you could daven mincha or bring karbanos before chatzos. And they'll be there at 12:05, and they already started the karbon tumah of the afternoon, and the walls haven't changed, the shadow didn't change yet, because they're thinner. And only the bottom of the walls thick. People don't realize that. So to prevent this whole thing from all these people from making mistakes, they would wait a half hour. By then already, the shadow switched, and then already certainly could have mincha. And certainly they could bring the carbon. That's the Gemara's answer. Inami, or, shiny Avraham. Avram was different. Why was Avram different? The istaninos gedola hoisabalibo. Because Avram was an unbelievable astronomer. And he was able to know exactly when it was chatzos, much better than any of us. So that's only Avram Avinu could do it. So a special thing, Avram Avinu. Average person, certainly not. That's why Avraham Avinu davened right away. So that's not even that can't. Some say that was what he was driving at. Avraham Avinu is such an astronomer. So he, I understand. What does that do? We're going to learn from that. Fine. So Zrizos, everyone can have Zrizos. Not everyone's an astronomer. That's some say that was what his question was. So since Avraham Avinu was such an astronomer, he was able to know exactly when he davened mincha right away. But that can't apply to the Beis HaMikdash. They're not astronomers over there. They wouldn't know exactly when chatzos was. So that's why you wait a half hour. Inami or mishum dezakein v'yoshev v'yeshiva havi. Avraham Avinu was an elderly person who sat and learned. He sat in the yeshiva, and therefore what? So the Rabbeinu Chananel says he has a shechina. The shechina is with him, and therefore he was able to know. He had intuitive knowledge when it was chatzos, and then he was able to daven mincha. Again, that can't serve as a precedent for us, because we don't have that. The Amar of Chama bar Chanina, mimehin shel avoseinu, during all the days of our forefathers, lo parsha yeshiva mehem. They never left the yeshiva. They never left that. That doesn't necessarily mean the actual building. It means the whole. Basically, it means the idea of the Shechina being with them and having this kind of relationship. What? Hoy b'Mitzrayim Yeshivi Mohem. When they were in Mitzrayim, the yeshiva was there. Shenemar Lechi Asaftes Zikna Yisrael. Well, it's all going to be based on the word Zakein, which means it doesn't just mean an old person. It means somebody with yeshiva das, being able to sit and study. That's what it means. In the beginning of Shemos, they had these elders, they had these kinds of people. Hoy b'midbar yeshivi mahem. When they were in the midbar, they had this. Shenemar esvali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael. Right. So Avram Avinu zaken. So that's the Jews in the midbar. That's the Jews in Mitzrayim. Avram Avinu. What about Avram himself? Zaken v'yoshev b'yeshiva haya. He sat and he was able to study. Shenemar v'avrid zaken baba yamim. As he got older, Hashem blessed him with everything. Right, for Yitzchak it says, Yitzchak Avinu, Zakein V'yoshev B'yeshiva Haya. He also sat and had this Yishuv Adat, had this presence of Hashem with him. Shinemar, Yehi Ki Zakein Yitzchak. Yitzchak had the same word, Zakein. Yaakov Avinu, Zakein V'yoshev B'yeshiva Haya. Same thing with Yaakov. Shinemar, because it says, the Eina Yisrael Kavdu Mizoken. Right, his eyes became heavy from old age. That means he had Yeshiva, Yishuv Adat. And he had yeshiva, and he had the Shekhinah with him. Then it says Eliezer Eved Avram also. Even Eliezer Zaken V'Yoshev V'Yishia V'Haya. Shenamar V'Yomer Avraham El Avdo Zikan Beso Hamosha B'Chol Shalo. Right. Even Eliezer had this idea of Shechina. Amar Rabbi Eliezer Shemoshel B'Torah's Rabbo. He ruled over the Torah of his Rebbe, meaning he was Avram's student and he was able to take all the messages that Avram was willing to give over. And then it says in the passage, Hu Damesek Eliezer. So what does it mean, Damesek Eliezer? What does the word Damesek mean? So Bapasha, it means Damascus. Eliezer came from Damascus. But the Gemara says, Amr Belazar, Shadola Umashka. From the word Damesek, it's an abbreviation. Damesek Dola Umashka. He drew and then he poured it out to other people. Mitarasa Shalrabo Lachirim. He drew and imbibed the Torah of Avram Avinu, and then he was able to pour it out to other people. It's interesting, by the way, that's the only place in the Torah where Eliezer's name is mentioned. It's right over here. It's one mention in passing. In the entire story of going to get Rivka, it never says his name. Rashi says it's Eliezer. It always calls him the Eved. Never mentions it. Only one time in the Torah does it say the word Eliezer. Just interesting observation. Who was Eliezer? Who was he? So the Medrash says either he was the son or the grandson of Nimrod. I don't remember. Either his son or his grandson. And that's why he was a super Kanani. He wasn't just a Kanani, but Avram didn't want him for a shidduch. He was Nimrod's relation. Amar Rav. Rav says, famous Gemara. Kayim Avram Avinu Kol Torah Kula. Avram fulfilled the entire Torah. Notice it does not say that the Avos did. It just says Avram. So is it mean Avram or does it mean all the Avos? Is it only Avram Avinu or everybody? It says only Avram. He kept the entire Torah. How do you know? Shenemar, Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekoli. Ekev, that because Avram listened listened to my voice, and the next lines of the pasuk are the key lines, are the key words. It says Torasai Chukasai Mishpatai. So Avram kept the whole Torah. He kept everything. So you see, Avram kept the whole Torah. Doesn't say that by the other Avos, but it says it by Avram. So the Gemara says, "Amalei Rav Shira Bar Chiya L'Rav Ve'Eim Hashem Mitzvos." Maybe it just means the Shem Mitzvos B'nei Noach, which everybody was commanded to keep, not just the rest of the Torah too. So the Gemara says, "No, Ikanami Mila." What do you mean? It was commanded on Mila. So Ve'Eim Hashem Mitzvos V'Mila. Maybe it's the Shem Mitzvos and Mila. So the Gemara says, "No, Amalei Im Kain Mitzvosai V'Sarasai Lamali." Then why are you saying Mitzvosai V'Sarasai if it's just one mitzvah? So it must be that he kept everything. Must be Avram kept the whole Torah. What does that mean, Avram kept the whole Torah? So listen to this. Amar Rava, Vitam Rav Ashi, Kayim Avram Avinu, Afilu Erube Tavshilin. Even Erev Tavshilin Avram kept. Even when Yontif was on a Friday, right? He prepared things before that, so that he'd be able to cook from Friday to Shabbos. Even Erev Tavshilin he kept, which is only, we learned this already, it's only a Dindar Abanan. Because Hachana, right, we had that already. The guests are going to come. So, Shenemar Torosai. Achas Torah Shebetzav, V'achas Torah Shebalpeh. One of Torah Shebetzav, and one of Torah Shebalpeh. So, the Mepharshim say, it's based on the Arizal, it might not necessarily mean that he kept every single mitzvah. Certainly, especially the Asays. Did Avram wear tzitzis? And tefillin? I don't know if he did all that. What it means is, he calls it the Artzius. That his behavior and all his actions and all his thoughts were directed to be mechavein on some level to all the mitzvahs. That's what the Gemara really means. But the Gemara does say that he kept the Erev Tavshilin. It's very interesting. The Tosfos Yeshana on the bottom says, Lo yada Rebbe amai nakar hach mitzvah. Why did he pick Erev Tavshilin? Why? Amai kilu le tfei mikulu. Why is it any worse than anything else? Even the little Erev Tavshilin, no one cared. Even that he kept. So the Tosfos Yeshanim, who are the Bali Tosfos, says, I don't know why he picked that one. The Rashba had a different girsa where it said Erev Tchumim. And he says, you know why? Because the Pasuk says Ekev, which means, Ekev means because, it also means the heel. So Erev Tchumim is dealing with walking, which is the heel. So it's an allusion to the fact that it was Erev Tchumim, not Erev Tavshilin. But our Gersh has Erev Tavshilin. So the Meshech Chachma says, you know what it means that Avram kept Erev Tavshilin? What was Avram's main trait in life? His main trait was Gemilat Chasadim. Was inviting people over. So even when he was inviting people over, he always did it L'Halacha. If Yom Tov would be on a Friday, he did it the right way. That's all it means. It was consistent with his whole world view of what his purpose was. As an Av, what was his function? His function was to demonstrate the midah of Chesed, and he did it even to the extent of Erev Hafshilim. And the Medrash Chachma says the Girsa doesn't say that the Medrash is something that Yaakov kept Erev Tchumen. Yaakov Avinu kept even Erev Tchumen. And he says that means that Yaakov's function was to now that he had the Shvatim, Avram was a preacher. He used to go around to the whole world. He says Yaakov's function was different. He had to maintain the Shvatim. So he built an Erev Tchum. Don't go walk around to the, don't go to the Goyim, don't be a priest. That job is over. That was Avram's job. We have to maintain what we have. We have to keep the Shvatim intact. So Yaakov was the one who built an Erev Tchum so that they shouldn't go wander off and get influenced by the outside. Avram was strong enough, that wouldn't happen. His job was to preach. Yaakov's job was different. His job was to keep the Shvatim in line. Right, interesting. Right. No, but I think he wanted to drive home the point that even the Rabbanans. So they pick a Rabbanan. But it's interesting that Tosfos Yeshayahu said, I don't know why he said that. That's interesting. So again, there's a whole discussion over here. Is it only the Avos? We always think it's all the Avos, but the Gemara here only mentions Avraham Avinu. So of course this raises the question, how could Yaakov marry two wives? How could he marry two sisters? Well, you're not allowed to do that. If they kept the whole Torah, how could he marry two sisters? So the Ramban has his famous answer where he says that they only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael they kept the Torah. Outside, this rule didn't apply. And that's why, when he was in Haran, he was able to marry two sisters. And when he came back in, that was one of the reasons, one of the ideas why Rachel died, so that when he came back into Eretz Yisrael, he was only married to one sister. But Moshe has a different, he comes up with a novel thing. He says, the only time you're not allowed to marry two sisters is when there's Kedushin. You can't be Makadish, two sisters. He says, there's no Kedushin then. The whole idea of Kedushin didn't even apply. Not that they didn't keep the Torah. They did keep the Torah. They might have kept the ideas of Kedushin, but did he say, I re'am Mekudeshes? Probably not. So the whole idea didn't apply. So that's why Yaakov was able to do it. Because he didn't violate the Torah. The whole concept wasn't even on the map. So the idea of marrying two sisters is Ali de Kedushin. There was no Kedushin. So that's what Moshe said. Tries to give an answer for that. Okay. Next. Masya ben Shmuel Omer. Who Omer Hain? Right? So the guy, somebody would say something about the light, and somebody would answer yes. So what's going on here? Man Omer Hain. Who said yes? Who said yes? Right? What the Mishnah said? The Mishnah said, somebody asked a question. Somebody asked a question. He would make a statement about Chevron, and then he would answer yes. Is it lit up to Chevron? Yes. So who said yes? So Ilema Hach Dekoy Aigra, the one who's on the roof, he's the one who answered yes. So who Cholim Who Mufasher? He's the dreamer and he's the interpreter, right? He's answering his own questions because the person on the ground presumably couldn't see what was going on in Chevron, right? The guy on the roof could look out in the horizon; he could see miles and miles away. So what do you mean? The guy who's on the roof is answering his own question. That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, no. Elahach dekoy aara mano yada. So how would the guy on the ground know even to ask? What does he know? He doesn't see anything. So the Gemara says, you're right. That's not what's going on here. Ebois ema hach dekoy aara. You could even say it means it's the guy on the ground. Or ebois ema hach dekoy aigra. You could even say it's the guy on the roof. Ebois ema hach dekoy aigra. You know why? It could be the guy on the roof. So Amar Ihu, he would say, Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach. The whole east is lit up. And Amar Lehach Dekoy Aara. And the person on the ground would say, Acha B'Chevron? Is it even reaching Chevron? V'Amar Leihu Hein? And the person on the roof would say, yes. So it makes perfect sense. He says it's lit up. The person on the ground would say, even to Chevron? And then he would say yes. So the same person's answering yes because the person on the ground is asking the relevant question. Then the Gemara says, the Ebois Ema Hach Dekoy Aara. You could even say it's someone who's on the ground. Amar Iu Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach. The person on the ground would ask, is it lit up? Is the horizon lit up? the amale, and he would answer back, the guy in the roof, Acheba Chevron. It even reached Chevron. The amale, and then the person on the ground would say, Hain, which means good, yes, that's what I wanted to know. Yeah, you answered my question. So it could be either one. Could be either one. Fine. All right, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow's daf is short. The beginning of Amar Aleph is an unbelievable Gemara. Unbelievable. We'll spend a good few minutes on that, and we'll see everybody tomorrow.